State Senator Todd Weiler says he's been in contact with Stericycle officials and that the company is looking to buy property in Tooele County. Weiler announced in the fall that he planned to run a bill in the upcoming legislative session to ban medical waste incineration in the state. He's now scaled back from a complete ban and says his bill would prohibit the burning of waste within a 2-mile radius of a school or a residential subdivision.
The real problem here is the facility is now operating in what is a residential neighborhood with 5 schools in a short 2-mile proximity. And, you know, when they do have incidents, when the power goes out, when they get too hot, they have to open up their kind of escape valve, if you will, and they billow out this gross black pollution that we all end up breathing.
Weiler's bill leaves open the possibility of the incinerator's relocation to a more remote place. Tooele County Commissioner Sean Milne says Stericycle representatives contacted him this week for general discussions about a possible move there. Milne says he and the other 2 county commissioners are in unanimous tentative support of having the business.
As long as they're operating safely, then I don't see why any municipality, any county or state would not welcome a free enterprise.
If Stericycle does decide to build a new incinerator, it would require approval from the legislature and the governor. The governor's office has confirmed that they are in talks with Stericycle about a possible move. None of the state lawmakers out of Tooele County say they have plans yet to file a bill, but Senator Daniel Thatcher says if the county asked him to run a bill to enable a move, he would do it.
This incinerator provides a necessary service. It provides jobs and it provides a stable tax base. If one neighborhood is choosing to prioritize lowering of particles and another neighborhood is choosing to prioritize economic development, frankly, I think we should allow the neighborhoods to make those decisions.
Stericycle officials have not responded to a request for comment. Several sources close to the situation say that an official announcement about a move is imminent. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.